My name is Nisha Botello, and I became a Christian when I was 14 or 15 years old.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
My mother was raised in a Lutheran family, and my father, my adopted father, was Catholic. And I grew up in a little Lutheran church here in town where I learned most of what I learned about the Bible. I really accredit most of my education around the Word of God to the structure that they provided. They're very, very serious about making sure that you know all the books of the Bible and the names and how to say them and, you know, the different translations and where it came from. So I really appreciated that education. My mother's mother, I think, imprinted more on me as a child. She was very addict, especially after my parents separated, and she kind of stepped in to make sure we had a little bit of stability. Even though she was struggling with cancer and losing her life herself, she devoted a lot of her time to make sure that we knew that God loved us and Jesus loved us, and so did she. After she passed away, my sisters and brother and I were taken into foster care. So we didn't get a whole lot of gospel growing up little. But praise God, he's always been there. I mean, I think that's most of my testimony, is that he's just always been there because he's put the people in my life to make sure that I didn't go too far from him. So we were brought into the home of foster parents and it eventually being people who lived really close to us growing up as kids. So I ended up calling them my Aunt Grace and Uncle Bill. And my Aunt Grace was actually my school bus driver growing up as a little kid. And my Uncle Bill, they kind of knew that our family was broken and had things going on. Uncle Bill would come down to the house and fix the front windows after my mom busted them out and just make sure that we were safe, because we grew up in a good little, Zephyr Hills used to be a little tiny community that was good and people cared about each other. So I'm grateful for them. And when they found out that we weren't there anymore, they called by God, got their foster parenting licensing, and totally did away with their retirement and took on four kids that weren't theirs and made sure that we knew who Jesus was. So I found the gospel and Jesus and God's grace, I think, at 14 in that little tiny Baptist church in a neighborhood that I grew up in. I think I started living more for him and less for myself. I wasn't perfect. Even into my young adult years, I still kind of, because I did not have that stability growing up, I didn't have that sense of security and love like most kids go and get from their parents, having parents there constantly. You know, I didn't have that. So I spent a lot of time trying to build my own identity away from how I grew up and the things that happened to me. But Jesus helped me see that it wasn't the things that happened to me, and I wasn't the only person that went through those things. And there were other people that needed that light that he has to offer in those dark places. So I became very intent on being what I was missing. And a lot of that now I see was Christ's love shining through me, and a lot less of myself than I gave myself credit for. So I ended up in healthcare and doing things like that because I wanted to make sure that people's most basic needs were met. And it wasn't even about health, it was just somebody there. There are so many moments in my life where I can look back and I've known hunger, I've known illness, I've known pain, death, suffering, all those things. And so many people find themselves in those moments and they don't know where God is. So being a person who is able to walk into those moments with them and let them see where God is, I think has been the biggest blessing in my life, because it's really not me. Those are moments where I see that God has completely taken hold of a tool that he made and is using it for his glory. The older I get, the more and more I want to empty myself of myself and be more of that tool that he has created me to be. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him. And it's an undeserved blessing that I have to be able to look back on those moments, being an incredibly broken human being, and see where he was, that light in that life, and the reason why I'm here. And it gives me that hope, knowing that I'm here for a reason. And if that reason is for his glory and his grace, then let it be, because that's way better than anything that I could ever think of. Because when I leave it up to me, then that hope and that grace and that glory isn't there. It's dark, and nobody deserves to live there.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.